righty. How you guys doing this morning? Awesome. All right, do we remember what we talked about last week? Neither do I. Not at all. I slept. All right, last week, let's do a little review. Could Moses and Aaron defeat Pharaoh by their own might? This is an easy one. No, they couldn't. They could succeed only by the help of God. Did God cause Pharaoh to sin? It's a little bit more difficult, but yeah, you're right. No. God left Pharaoh to his own desires, which our own desires are not very nice. All right. We're going to be in Exodus 5, 1 through 11, so if anybody would like to turn there. So, after Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." So they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." Then the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor." And Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are many, and you make them rest from their labor." So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make bricks as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle." Therefore they cry out, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words." And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourself straw where you can find it, yet none of your works will be reduced." Bummer, huh? He just kind of beat them. Poor Israel. So, in that scripture, what did Moses and Aaron command Pharaoh to do?
Let the people go.
Exactly. I always want to go, "Let my people go." How did Pharaoh respond to God's command given by Moses and Aaron? Pardon? In unbelief, he declines. Yes, you're correct. He refused to obey God and listen to his word. He would not let Israel go free. Instead of letting Israel go, what did Pharaoh do in anger? Yes, he did. And he gave them less materials to do it with. So, God commanded Pharaoh to let his people go, but Pharaoh commanded the Israelites to make bricks without straw. They had to get their own straw. Pharaoh was such a mighty ruler that he viewed himself as a god. You get that much power, and power corrupts. But he was a false god. He was actually a tool of Satan. You can imagine then how afraid Moses and Aaron must have been to stand up to him. It'd be like standing up to the president and saying, "I know more than you do." They could have lost their lives, but they still boldly said, "Let God's people go." they knew that they had to abide by what God was saying. This made Pharaoh very angry. He responded by demanding that the Israelites make bricks without straw. Nowadays, bricks are often made of concrete or stone. There are gray bricks, there are red bricks, big bricks, and small bricks. The bricks that the Israelites made were huge. They were massive bricks. And they were made from mud mixed with clay. To make them, the Israelites had to work very hard. Their work caused them a lot of pain and sorrow. And it was impossible to make these bricks without straw to hold them together. Because if you don't have the straw, the bricks will just fall apart as they dry. The good news of salvation had reached the Israelites, but they were not yet saved from their slavery. And Satan was working tirelessly to get them to doubt God's promise. The same can happen to us when we hear the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that we are slaves to sin by nature. Romans 6:20. When we hear God's promise to save us from our sin, Satan works hard to keep us in our sin. He keeps trying to make us believe that God is not doing what God is doing. He tries to fool us. Satan is a big liar. He wants us to doubt God's kind promises, but we must not listen to his lies. Never listen to Satan's lies. Ever. Christ offers rest to the weary, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30, which states, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So God is taking whatever we take on that belongs to God. If we take his yoke, he will make it easy for us. Does it mean that he'll take all the pain and anguish out? But he'll make it easier for us to deal with all that. How are Moses and Aaron an example of heroic obedience to God? They did, even though they could have died from it. What happens if we die, being a child of Christ? Exactly, so there's no real downside there. If we obey God and live for his glory, will life always be easy for us? No, it won't. Unfortunately, it won't. Satan's always going to be trying to get us to stop believing in God. Always. Is God like Pharaoh? No. Laying heavy burdens on his people? Nah. What did he say in Matthew? His yoke is light. So, in that context, we must pray, and I say we must pray, for our families to find rest in God's word. So let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you for all you do with it. Father, we just ask that you keep each of us strong. Keep us in your word. Keep us our eyes focused upon you and resist Satan's arrows and darts. Father, we love you, praise you, and thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.